You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
J Street Vibes.
Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
Back here on J Street Vibes, my main man Jason Jones, your main man Kenny Caraway. Here on the, we're not on the ones and twos, we're not playing any songs, but you know, we're here talking Kings talk, all right? That's what we're doing right now. One of the things I wanted to ask you, because Sunday, the Kings got beat down. I mean, they got backhanded by the New Orleans Pelicans, who had no Zion or Brandon Ingram or Jonas Valanciunas. It was nasty. It was ugly. Now, the Kings didn't have De'Aaron Fox, but Sabonis was there. The rest of the starters were there. It was just a bad look. One of the things that happened was Davion Mitchell started for the second time in a row in De'Aaron Fox's place. Then he had a second straight terrible game. Now, Sunday, nobody could have helped him, right? They could have brought back, you know, Michael, Magic, and Bird all rolled one. None got more flows than Young. It wasn't going to help them. But you combine that with Friday's performance where he had 3 points against Indiana, and people was calling for Davion's head. I thought people were jumping out the window. I don't think Davion needs to be traded. I'm not here to say he's untouchable. Like, if the right deal comes along, sure. But the right deal is not Mason Plumlee, okay, or anybody like that. If you're trading Davion Mitchell, in my opinion, it's in, like, a trade package that allows you to get Kevin Durant. Right? Like, that's what it is. Do you think that the Kings have a backup point guard problem?
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, he's the backup.
How far would you go?
I think
would you like to see an upgrade at the backup point guard position?
I think you can always look for an upgrade, but where are you going to find that? And the reality is, like we talked about, was it last about a guy like Plumlee? You're bringing in a guy who's going to play. I mean, with the minutes De'Aaron plays, Davion is not going to be overexposed because he's only going to play, say you get to a playoff scenario, he might play 10 minutes in the playoffs in a game.
Mm.
I think he's, you know, he's the backup for a reason. I don't think anyone thinks he's a franchise point guard right now. Mm. At this point. And you got to give a guy a little bit of grace in the sense that, you know, hey, you don't think Tyrese, you know, you don't think Indiana wanted to give the Kings some work?
Hmm.
You don't think Tyrese, you know, a guy like Buddy might have been a little bit motivated?
Right.
And you have bad games. I mean, it happens. I don't see that as there all of a sudden a huge hole, because even if Davion's struggling, you know, you can still use Malik. You got Malik Monk on the bench. You got TD. You got guys you can go to. So I don't think it's that. I mean, obviously you want to upgrade any position you can upgrade, but I mean, what's Davion in his second season?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a second year player. You know, he's a good defender, but he's still a smallish guy, you know, smallish guard.
Mm.
And I think everyone I had talked to before the draft, they loved his work after, they loved all that, but no one was like, you know what, that guy right there, that's a superstar right there.
That's Bull Tripper.
Yeah. I wasn't, you know, they weren't, you know, and I think a lot of times you get caught up in where a guy got drafted and not looking who he is. What is Davion? He's an off-the-bench guard who can affect the game defensively and has the ability to have some good offensive nights, but you wouldn't call him Lou Williams on offense.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think there's like this cry to make a guy, he should step in and be De'Aaron. He's not De'Aaron. And when he played well last season when De'Aaron was out, forget, he had a stretch of games.
Mm-hmm.
This is a two-game sample. Right. And in one of the games, everybody stunk.
Right.
So I can't go all the way to they have a backup point guard problem because, of course, there's a drop-off in De'Aaron's out.
Right.
I mean, yeah. And here's the other part of that. If De'Aaron's not playing and Davion's starting, that means you're going to the backup of Davion. You know, it's going to affect everything.
Yeah, throws everybody off, man. I thought, look, Davion did not play well in those two games. There's no disputing that. But like you, I didn't think there was a backup point guard problem. I mean, Davion Mitchell, I don't want to say he can give you nothing on the offensive end and it'll be okay, because I don't necessarily believe that. I want to see him do a little bit more on offense. But this guy, we throw around the word elite or whatever the case may be. He's an elite on-ball defender. He is one of the top on-ball defenders in this league already. And if he's able to bring that type of skill as your backup point guard, that's almost enough. When you have a backup point guard who can give you a skill that a handful of guys in the league can give you, I don't care if it's shooting. I don't care if it's defense, if it's passing. Like, if you're getting that from a backup guard, no, you're fine with that. You look maybe in the summer you look to upgrade that. You don't trade this guy right now in the middle of the season for and some of it. And bless his heart, because look, I like what I've seen from him in the summer, and you know, he could be a solid player. But you don't trade him to be like, well, did you see what Keon Ellis did at the end of that Pelicans game? We could give him Davion's minutes. Settle down, guys.
And you know what's crazy? If Davion went out there and shot the ball 20-something times, people would lose their minds. What are you doing? You're not De'Aaron. And then you get mad at him for not being De'Aaron. I give him credit for knowing who he is as a player.
Yeah.
And, hey, I like I said, it's almost like every season, the fans pick the guy they're going to pick on, and just pick on his game all year. I mean, we're a year removed from Buddy, so someone's got to bear that brunt of
was that guy?
Buddy. What's wrong with him?
He deserved it. Buddy deserved it.
Man, leave Trevano alone. Every ounce. Man, Trevano promised me a seasoned Burger King in the Bahamas. He said their Burger King has seasoned it.
He deserves to be unmercifully booed every time he comes back to the Golden One.
You leave my Buddy Hield is my friend. I like
your friend deserves to be booed.
Oh, well, yeah. Then again, I think about it. Some of the guys I like get booed. Like, I was cool with Spencer Halls in Sacramento. Yeah. He'll get booed forever.
Don't tell nobody that.
I was cool with Spencer. He's a wrestling fan.
he probably likes everything Vince does. Everything.
It was myself, Spencer, and John Brockman. We would discuss pro wrestling.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Spencer and Jim Cosmore, but I guess that's a whole nother.
And Elston Turner's a wrestling fan too.
Now, I'd like to talk some wrestling with Elston Turner.
And Tyrese Halliburton. Man, see, that's the Kings probably get rid of all the wrestling fans.
Yeah, I don't think they have anybody that likes wrestling right now.
Not like that. Tyrese was at SummerSlam front row.
He was. Yeah. Well,
and now what do you got? See, you get somebody at the WWE event, things, you know.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Man, they barely come to Sacramento. They need to show more love.
They was out there last year. I went. No, was it 2021?
They did a Raw last year.
They did a SmackDown last year. SmackDown like a Saturday night when I went to it.
Maybe Kevin Herter will go.
Yeah, I go. I get it at least once a year.
That's what happened. No, they gave us a house show this year.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
That's the year before you got Monday Night Raw on my birthday. That's why I remember.
We get Raw, SmackDown all the time. Raw, SmackDown, or pay per view. Period. We are not a house show town. Give that to Fresno.
Hey, if Oakland can get a house show, Sacramento can get a house show.
Man, they did Oakland dirty. Even the house shows, even the TV shows, and left Oakland and went to Chase Center. That's dirty, bro. That's dirty. Well, we got off track. Davion Mitchell. No, Davion is fine. I want him to play better, so I don't want to say he's 100% fine. But his job is to come in there, give De'Aaron a break, and be a defensive stalwart. He's the best defender on the team. And I mentioned it on the show, Jason. There's been at least a handful of times people talking about, you know, Davion and what he did this weekend. There's a handful of times when we've come on this show, you've come on D'Lo and KC, people have talked about it on Twitter, and they'd be like, man, if it wasn't for Davion's defense tonight, you know, I don't know if we would have won that game. You know, the defense he played on Donovan Mitchell after the Cavs game, the one at the Golden One Center. The way he played against Bones Highland when they came back from 20 or whatever to beat Denver. He was the defensive stalwart.
Yeah.
He had a big game in Charlotte when De'Aaron Fox went out with injury. So there, people are acting like it's all bad and like Davion Mitchell hasn't had moments where he's been part of the reason, if not the biggest reason, why they won these games. It's two games, man. Let him get back into this
year. People forget he played almost 28 minutes a game as a rookie. He's playing like 10 less minutes a game.
Mm.
And I don't care. I mean, I know folks don't want to hear it. You hear, stay ready. You got to be ready. But I'm gonna run this. I'm gonna run his minutes down tonight against the Rockets. 17 minutes. At New Orleans, 29. Indiana, 22. Then he was at 10. 12, 18, 18, 12, 12, 11.
Mm.
No guy is going that those are backup. You're not going to get into a shooting rhythm numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not. Like I said, I think people got spoiled by guys like Lou Will and Jamal Crawford who could roll out of bed, you know, or roll out off the bench and just start putting in buckets.
Right.
And that's not even his game, not his job.
Right.
You know, I just think it's just crazy. I'm like, of all the guys you want to, if you were at the point where you're blaming Davion Mitchell for stuff, something's gone off the rail besides things. I mean, you got way more problems. I mean, when you start going to the problem is Davion Mitchell, that means a lot of things are going wrong because, no, I'm not going to let people put everything on Davion Mitchell.
And look, the thing about it, the argument behind this was, if something happens to Fox, I don't think Davion can handle. Yeah, no shit. If something happens to Fox, the Kings are in trouble. Yes.
It's been that way for a few years. Yeah, if something happens, that's like the craziest argument. Well, if something happens to one of our top two players, we're not going to be as good. I'll be damned.
Yes. Phoenix, wow. Something happened to Devin Booker and Phoenix wasn't as good. Something happened to Zion Williamson and the Pelicans weren't as good. Yes,
you mean to tell me that if a team loses the best player, they may not play as well? Give me a break.
That's not Davion's fault. No. Yeah,
teams aren't – this is not like the NFL and you have a two deep. Like, well, you know, like I don't understand some of this rationale. It's like I said, if you're looking at Davion Mitchell – way more has gone wrong because you're not losing a game just because of Davion Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, leave Davion alone. I mean,
leave him alone. Moral of the story is leave Davion Mitchell alone.
Don't worry. Somebody will call us, you know, you guys are protecting him. You know, you got to call him out. I'm like, I'm not going to act like a guy playing 12 minutes in a game.
And the crazy thing about it, Jason, is call him out. I mean, we both said, hey, what he did over the weekend, he's got to be better. Like, those aren't good games. Like, nobody's saying, like, no, you guys just don't understand basketball. He was really hooping. Y'all didn't really see. No, nobody's saying
I'm not going to get on here and pull, like, what the Raiders did with Chandler Jones. You don't understand. He's really a great run defender this year.
No, Davion's got to play better.
You don't understand. You see him dropping the pick and roll.
Right.
You see that drop coverage. You see the way he blitzed that. No one wants to hear that. I get all that. And he's good. He's good defensively. He's his shooting is actually better this season.
Mm.
He's not playing as much.
Yeah.
And guys who don't play a lot are going to be up and down. It just is what it is.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason. You know, guys who play a lot of minutes are up and down. Malik Monk is up and down. Kevin Huerter is up and down.
Mm-hmm. There's only like two people that are the same on this team.
Yeah.
Fox and Sabonis. Everybody else, goes through their ups and downs.
I mean, Harrison Barnes has been the guy you're mad at. And the other time, Harrison Barnes looks like, you know, the second coming of like Paul George, you know, or he's like, it's like you got Kawhi, you know, sometimes Keegan and Harrison are Kawhi and Paul George. Other times they're Harrison and Keegan. And then, you know, and that's not a diss. I'm just saying you got two guys who you hinge your hopes on with this team. Blaming, you know what, and those two guys understand this. If this season went down the damn toilet in the next two or three months, who are they going to blame? They're not blaming Mitchell. Like, no. Damn, we're now in the play-in game because of not blaming Davion.
No.
They're blaming either – if that happens, either something happened to Fox or Sabonis. It's pretty simple.
Right. And if they're both still there, they ain't blaming Davion Mitchell.
Yeah. And lo and behold, the team isn't as good when De'Aaron doesn't play. I just don't understand why that happened.
It's crazy. You know, Davion needs to be more like Cam Thomas. Just don't play and then get in the game and drop. I think he had 44 the other day, 47 a night. Needs to be more like Cam Thomas.
He's like, yeah, what you're saying is Davion's like trade De'Aaron to Dallas. I can get my shots up.
Now it's my time to shine. Like I said, moral of the story, y'all leave Davion alone, man. I think Davion is going to be very impactful in a positive way for this team the rest of the way, man. So we'll check that out. One more segment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NBA in general and how some of the things that have gone on in the NBA are affecting the Kings, man. We'll get into that. It's Kenny Caraway, Jason Jones, J Street Vibes. We'll be right back.